Are you tired of applications where you have to do all sorts of antics just to get some basic functions done? Well, Justin Dobbenmeyer has set up a company called Blind Software, and he's at blindsoftware.com, where they already have a couple of products out. I'm joined by Justin to tell us all about how he got started, what he's offering now, and what we can expect from blindsoftware.com in the future. Justin, thanks for joining us on Main Menu. Let's talk about the origins of blindsoftware.com and how you got into that project.
Sure. Blindsoftware.com was started with the idea of course, making screen reader accessible software out of the box, and myself being blind, having gone through the Windows 3.1 era, Windows 95, 98, ME, having first-hand experience at applications and accessibility, I began to see a great need for screen reader accessible software, primarily for the home user, for entertainment and enjoyment, myself being one of those.
Okay. Do you think the market's large enough? Because obviously you've got to make a living doing this. And traditionally, of course, the blind market's difficult to sell things in because of the socioeconomic status of many blind people.
Yeah, that's a good question. Of course, again, me being blind and having gone through that whole issue, the market is definitely small. And going into this, I decided that I needed to, of course, make great products at an affordable price for that. And definitely this is not full-time employment for me. This is something that I do on the side out of strict enjoyment for myself and to enhance my programming skills. So I, to answer you about the market, very small.
Yeah. What's your background? Are you a programmer by profession?
Yes, programmer / technical support. I went to a local college here in the United States, and I received a degree in computer information systems, which basically entails database manipulation and programming. Most of my formal training was in C++. I don't favor that language. That's just personal preference. Out of college, I was hired by a local internet service provider in my area, and now I primarily develop in Visual Basic and also active server pages. And I've also designed the blindsoftware.com shopping system myself, so that was something I really wanted to see happen, was something that was screen reader accessible. It's one thing to have software, but then when it comes time to purchase it, you go to a shopping cart system that, quite frankly, doesn't work with, for example, window eyes or jaws, that's important. I try to make that comfortable for people or potential customers.
There may be a market in on-selling that accessible shopping cart system in itself, because that often poses problems for other blind vendors who don't have the skills that you have but want to market their material.
Yes, I've actually been approached about it, and what's unique about the shopping cart system, I actually use a processing company in the UK to handle all the credit card transaction, the mailing out of CD orders, things along those lines, is that it can actually hold various different world currencies. And that was very important to me. I know that when I formerly put out a free MP3 player, it was called JD's MP3 player, kind of my out-of-college project, let's get my feet wet and have fun, and who cares really the quality of it, let's just see if it can get a following. And in the midst of that, I began to see that people in Italy were heavily following that MP3 player, and I knew that eventually I was going to open a software sales company, and at that time I knew I had to take different currencies and be able to do that. So that entailed quite a bit of programming on my end, hours upon hours, and I'm just hoping it pays off.
Let's talk then about the products that you're currently selling. Do you want to take you've got the day-by-day program, I understand.
Correct.
What does that do?
Day-by-day essentially is a calendar/reminder system. Allows a blind individual or visually impaired to flip through dates, set appointments, reminders. I have customers currently using it one here in the States that uses it at her telemarketing job to schedule appointments. Another fellow that's a lawyer here in the States uses it to schedule his appointments. And still yet other people use it for a diary. It's multi-versatile.
Is it compatible with personal information managers that are being widely used, for example, Microsoft Outlook?
If you visit blindsurfsoftware.com, and off of the main homepage, I put a link called Testimonials, excuse me. And if you visit the Testimonials link, you'll get a feel for day by day and what some of our customers are saying about it. And one gentleman made the comment that it was much more flexible and easier to use than scheduling tasks in Outlook. I myself, not being a big Outlook user, I've never touched the product. I use Outlook Express, but that was a comment that you can read in my testimonial section.
One of the problems, though, is when a blind person is working in a corporate environment and everyone else is using Outlook, and you can look up one another's schedules, and so you know that, you know, whoever you are, is going to be out for a couple of hours, and the whole office can find that out. Have you thought in the future perhaps of making the files Outlook compatible in some way so that a blind person can use your software to input into a corporate contact management system?
That's a good question. I've never quite taken it that far. I did have one person contact me in regards to day by day being a network-based solution where people could log on, and quite frankly, for the amount of development time that I'd have to put into that, I couldn't justify it. That market, that end of the market is not quite large enough yet for me to accommodate that end of things. Again, I'm more geared toward the home user. Perhaps individuals that aren't even employed and spend hours upon hours on the PC because it's their outreach to the world, so to speak. That's the market I'm pretty much after. I want to give people products that they can enjoy and use at an affordable price. But I guess if the corporate level market increases drastically, which there is an increase, I'm working as a professional, so we're starting to see an increase in those positions, but if that increases, then certainly I'd definitely be open-minded. But I am the only programmer. I have designed blindsoftware.com. So with being married and a kid on the way and working full-time and doing this on the side, it's all a balance of both worlds between my fun time, blindsoftware.com, and also my family responsibilities at home. So.
Mm. The other issue that it seems to me is a real big one for someone to master is the fact that a number of us are using various devices. So you may make some appointments on your PC, and then you want to synchronize those onto a Braille and speaker, or a Braille Light, one of the Blazy products, or of course the Braille Note. Have you had a look in the future perhaps at synchronizing appointments between many of the popular blindness note takers that are out there?
I have not, because one thing about day by day is you can export your notes to a text file, an ASCII text file, and I know that most devices that you had mentioned allow for some sort of an import on that type of an ASCII file. Mm. So I know I use a Type and Speak, and I have an external floppy where I can, you know, kind of flip disks back and forth and import things, but that could be a possibility. Again, it all depends on requests. I listen to the customers, I listen to the users, what do you people want, what do you want to see in a product, and I try to tailor my products to the desires of the home users, again, that are in front of the PC day in and day out, hours upon hours, and enjoying themselves, and that's their outreach, and I kind of want to accommodate that type of a user. So if I start seeing an increase of that, perhaps that's something I could investigate. But as of right now, I haven't had any requests like that. For the most part, for day by day, people have been ecstatic about it. I've had a decent amount of downloads and a lot of positive feedback, and even more so with Pulse MP3 player.
Right, which we'll get to in just a second. Recurring appointments, support for those in day by day?
Reoccurring, you mean like an anniversary?
Yeah, like for example, if you're going to have a meeting on the second Monday of every month or something.
Yeah, there is the ability to do that. Once you save an appointment to a date, you're asked immediately, do you want to save this appointment to another date? At that point, if you say yes with an Alt Y, you're brought to a date box where you can adjust the date accordingly by month, day, or year, and click a save button.
Okay. And how much is day-by-day selling for?
Day-by-day is selling for $22.95, and right now I'm having a special, of course, with the holidays coming up, that you can purchase both day-by-day and the Pulse MP3 player for $39.95, saving you $6, and that's speaking in U.S. currency, of course.
Right. And
By the way, I might mention that on the shopping cart system that I designed, you are asked and required to select your local currency, and I do a conversion to give you an approximate value in your local currency, and that's been very beneficial to people outside of the U.S.
Yeah, nice feature. You have the MP3 player, and I guess the first question I've got to ask you is the obvious one. Why did you decide to go in for this one when people can get Winamp for free and it's so usable?
Yeah, a couple reasons. One, myself personally being a musician, I just love audio. I have a keen ear for it, and call it a stereotype or not, but I think there's a lot of blind people, visually impaired people that are inclined to music. I've seen, let's face it, everybody's got MP3 files. Some of them 30, some of them 1,000. Some of my beta testers had 6,000 to 8,000 when I was doing rounds on this beta testing for the product. Why Pulse? Why this product with Winamp being free? That's an excellent question. The reason I chose this is because Winamp, out of the box, sure, you can hit X and V and C and play it, but the GUI, the interface, there's nothing you can tap through. It's virtually screen reader inaccessible, primarily because of the skin interface. Pulse strips all of that away and out of the box says, you like to feel the control, you like to have control of the program, you like to feel what you're tabbing through and get verbal feedback, try out Pulse. And it allows the end user to tap through items on the screen, get the verbal feedback, and to go on about some of the benefits. One, the playlist is 100% accessible. I wanted to focus primarily on the playlist because I wanted people to have the ability to arrow up and down through song titles and hear those titles properly. Have that flexibility. Another great selling point of Pulse is that the volume control is independent of your screen reader. So if you adjust your volume down, the MP3 player playing goes down, but not your screen reader. And I've had a lot of positive feedback about that. So I've also thrown a pitch control in there where you can adjust the pitch of the playing song up or down, primarily because I thought it was kind of a hyper nifty feature. another reason is for musicians. Musicians, when you adjust the pitch of a playing song up faster, you can tend to hear a bass line and where a bassist is going. Lead guitar riffs, if you slow it down, you can tend to hear a little bit more of what the guitarist is doing. So even as far as vocalists, if you're having difficulty understanding a phrase that's being sung, you can slow it down. So that's some of the thoughts behind that pitch control, because I do get some questions about it.
Okay, so it's speeding up and slowing down as if you were playing with a tape, for instance. So it speeds up the speed as well as the pitch?
It doesn't physically speed up the speed of the song, although it sounds like it. It's literally a pitch bend.
Okay.
We're talking the person singing normal. You crank it up to plus 100. He sounds like a chipmunk. The song, the elapsed time and everything, you can check that. It never increases faster.
Right.
It stays the same exact timing. It sounds faster, but it's not. It's the pitch that's increased, not
okay.
The speed. That's important. Again, it's the pitch that increases and decreases, not the speed. And that is a feature that I've been asked to put into the next one, of course, is the speed. For people that listen to audio, MP3s and books and things like that. And that's a consideration.
Right, and obviously if you could adjust the speed and the pitch independently, that's pretty nifty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw in the blurb on the website you have some DJ-type tools in there.
Yeah, I put in there, and actually that was upon request. There are quite a few blind quote-unquote DJs. I mean, they bring gigs of MP3s and spin them and have parties and do whatever, and they had asked me to put in the ability to fade in and out songs, similar to what a mixing board sort of is like. So Pulse takes it a step further than some of the other products out there with the fade-out feature. I put in four fade features. One, you can fade out, fade in the next song. Two, you can fade out, start the next song. Three, you can fade in a song. And fourth, you can... I can't remember. There's one more in there, so sorry.
Okay, and do they work in the playlist automatically? So, for instance, you could set it up so that as soon as one song starts to fade out in the playlist, the next track kicks in?
You got it.
Right. Okay. Now, does it support streaming audio?
No, not yet. And that is, again, a consideration for the future. Again, bearing in mind, I'm a single individual right now developing all of this. And with... some of the sales from Day by Day, I was able to put in a decent amount of money into buying third-party components for Pulse to give people a quality exposure, you know, a quality interaction with the product. It required me to purchase a little bit of pricey third-party components to get in there and program with. For the streaming MP3 support, I explained to one user, yes, I definitely wanted to do that. However, I didn't have the funds. Just to give you an idea, some people may view this as a lot or little, but for the streaming MP3 support, it would have been $480, and that's speaking U.S. currency. Quite frankly, with just starting out on July 14th with blindsoftware.com, I don't have those kinds of funds. If enough people support Pulse and Day by Day, you better believe it. It'll be in there.
Then people can listen to ACB radio with it.
Yes.
Yes. Now, of course, the natural extension, there are lots of blind people doing shoutcasting. And although shoutcast is a bit proprietary, it's still using an MP3-type transmission system. But Icecast is open source, of course. So maybe in the future, depending on demand and your resources, maybe there'd be kind of Icecast-type MP3 broadcasting support in there.
Yeah, that could be a good possibility. Just something, again, I have to kind of ride the waves on, so to speak, and see. So far, everybody that's downloaded Pulse has given me very, very positive feedback. Only one person actually brought up this streaming audio, which surprises me. But one thing about Pulse, and I do want to mention this, of course, being blind, in a program, you want keystrokes. Well, believe me, I put keystrokes in there, and also in Day by Day. And I got a little bit of feedback from Day by Day users that said, whoa, we've got too many keyboard keystrokes in here. And I thought, well, count it a blessing, because I can't tell you how many programs I've downloaded where virtually no keyboard keystrokes. I mean, even in the menu bar structure, you alt F to file and they don't even have the underscore under the letter S for save. And I'm certain you've tried applications like that. So I seen a need that I had to simplify these keystrokes. And what I came up with was a concept called the Navigator. And basically, this is only in Pulse right now, but I plan on bleeding it through all of my products depending on the level of difficulty. Pulse, any time in the program, if you hold your Alt key down and hit Backspace, a list of common program tasks come up alphabetized. Add all MP3 files on the computer. Add a song or folder. Play, stop, pause, fade in, fade out. All these are in an alphabetized listing. You hit Alt Backspace. I always get that confused with backslash. It is Backspace. You push that, and any screen you're on, up pops the Navigator with this list of functions. And I've had a lot of feedback, good feedback about that feature, in fact. People find it very useful.
What's your demo policy? If people download one of the products now and want to try it out, what do they get?
Right now, they get a fully functional 12-day trial period. And that's pretty much what they get.
And then it stops working altogether?
It stops after 12 days, and they're presented with a registration screen. Correct.
All right. And what have you got in the works? Are you working on any new applications, or do you plan to just work on improving the two that you have at this point?
No, I am definitely working on new products. I have a master product in mind that, of course, I have to get the funds for it, and I don't want to give it out of the bag, you know what I'm saying? I kind of want to keep it under the hat, but I will throw out one word, and that is studio.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So people can keep that under their hat and look toward my website and keep the word studio in mind. And again, if the funds permit, believe me, Jonathan, I am not in this for the money. If I was, I would be in another market. I'm a professional programmer. I'm doing this for people so they can enjoy themselves and enjoy their computer experience and have cool products at an affordable price. And again, I'm focusing in on those home users that perhaps don't have the opportunities I've had in life to get out of the house, to go to college, to work full-time. Maybe where they're at in life, they can't do that, but maybe they do have a PC. Maybe they have, instead of buying some pizza and going out to a movie one weekend, they decide to buy a copy of Pulse, you know. So this is something that I really want to do for that home user. So I'm looking forward to some of my future products. We also have a personal information manager program coming out shortly after the first of the year.
Now, one of the things that came up on Blindline just a couple of days ago, actually, it's timely that I'm talking to you, is the question that we all know pretty much what we have to tell web designers. When we find a page that's inaccessible, we can write to them and say, hey, make sure you put some alt tags in here and a few things like that.
Right.
What do you think people should do, obviously other than buy your products, but when they find an application that is misbehaving with a screen reader, what can they tell application developers about what needs to be done to make an application more screen reader friendly?
That's a great question, and myself again, from Windows 3.1 to 95 to 98 ME, I've had to do that a lot. Typically, I get one of two responses. One, okay, and nothing's done. Again, we're looking at the market here and development costs. And two, okay, and they do a little bit into the application. Pretty much, people are not going to jump when you're blind and you email them and say, look, I can't see. I'm using a screen reader. I'd love to get your program. I'd love to use it. In fact, I had one shareware author tell me I could not justify the development cost to revise my application to make it more accessible for you. Of course, me being a developer myself, I respected that and bowed out. Now, I don't know if everybody would have done that, but that's just to give you a mindset. There's, from my personal experience, of course, this is what I'm speaking of. From my personal experience, I've had minimal results from shareware authors. I've given them links to Microsoft accessibility guidelines, to the documentation, you know, explaining to them in detail what to do, and they kind of just shrug their shoulders and, you know, whatever. That's, again, one of the main reasons that I've come up with blindsoftware.com.
And that's where people can find you, www.blindsoftware.com, and they'll find the day-by-day program demo and also the Pulse MP3 player demo for download.
Yes. And there is a complete feature list for both of those programs there, because, you know, of course, time doesn't permit us to cover everything, but you can see more of Pulse's features there and also day-by-days.
Brilliant. Well, Justin, I wish you luck with the project. I'm sure we'll be in quite short order doing some reviews of the applications, and we'll keep in touch about new projects as they come to fruition.
That sounds great. Thank you, Jonathan.